Previously, on the Lovecraft Covenant.
Take Jack with you.
No way.
Hold on. Wait just a minute.
That's an order, and whatever beef you have, work it out on your way to Salem.
Well, this looks a lot like the last scene, except, the walls.
Holy shit.
He was right. Ash was right.
Who is Ash? Brianna, who is Ash? What's on your mind, Jack?
Well, you know, just that however fucked up and sadistic his methods are, Odysseus might actually be onto something here.
I have withdrawn my forgiveness.
Oh yeah? Come on then. What are you gonna do? Hello? Hello?
Hello. And now, on the Lovecraft Covenant.
Okay, Agent Sykes, that should square you away. Dedicated network linked to the Bureau HQ in DC. Behind the best firewalls and multiple security doodads the taxpayer can't afford.
Good job, Marsh. You signing on to the task force?
I was assigned over my objections.
You don't like Boston?
I don't like field work. But now that I've gotten a closer look at the case, I don't mind so much. And please, call me Alice.
Okay, Alice. I'll put you in charge of cross-referencing a complete list of all Lovecraft's characters and their occupations, geological settings, anything else of note. Cross-check all of that against real-world records, addresses, social security numbers, and so on. Recruit anyone you need from IT to help you. And I hope you've slept, because a lot of this stuff is creepy.
Don't worry, Sykes. I read code for a living. That gives me nerves of steel and the patience of a god.
What's that?
I don't know. No way. No one's this fast.
What the hell's happening?
I'm locked. We're locked out.
You mean a hacker? A fucking hacker.
They must have been in our systems for a long time, waiting for this.
Are you telling me that Odysseus has infiltrated the FBI's database?
It sure looks that way. Damn, he's good.
This is insufferable. Fix this, Alice. Fix this!
I'll do what I was sent here to do. Yes, ma'am, I surely will.
That last amorphous blight of nethermost confusion that blasphemies and bubbles at the center of all infinity, the boundless demon sultan Azathoth, whose name no lips dare speak out loud, and who gnaws hungrily in inconceivable, unlighted chambers beyond time, amidst the muffled, maddening beaten of vile drums and the thin, monotonous whine of accursed flutes. So, what is Lovecraft trying to say in this passage from the dream quest of a known cadaver? Anyone?
You've reached Jack Danforth. I'm either asleep or on a secret mission. Drop me a message and I'll hit you back when I can.
Jack, it's almost noon. Shouldn't you be stumbling out of bed by now? I'm at Cambridge to interview Ashton Smith. A person of interest. I'll give you what I can from that. When
blind,
I can.
Idiotic,
call me.
Unaware of the universes that are spawned by its pointless noodlings. Contrast this with the gods of Olympus, or the Bible, or the wheel of karma in Eastern thought. we're looking at a profoundly bleak view of existence. A true departure from the tired shackles of anthropocentric perspective that held captive all previous mythologies. And I can see I'm losing you all. Okay, get the heck out of here for the day. But don't forget to read the selection from Poppy Z. Bright and Clive Barker by next week. Enjoy your weekend.
Professor Ashton Smith?
That's me.
Special Agent Dolores Nail. We spoke on the phone.
Right. You wanted some insight on Lovecraft? For a case you're working?
That's right.
Walk with me.
Sorry. Do you mind if I record this?
Be my guest, please. For posterity?
For our files. And for a colleague.
Your partner?
A reporter.
Ah. Not another stool pigeon, I hope.
Or like a circling vulture.
The journalist as psychopomp, eh? I like it. So, you have no partner, then?
So, about H.P. Lovecraft.
Right. Well, Lovecraft's most famous creations, of course, are a book called the Necronomicon and the ancient godlike alien Cthulhu.
Cthulhu?
Yeah. Most of Lovecraft's entities had oddly spelled names that are a real bitch to pronounce. Very counterintuitive. Which is the point, really.
The point?
That it's not about us, Agent Nail. Reality is under no obligation to make sense. Ah, here's my office.
So, all these tentacled, slimy, crawling monstrosities in the dark are just symbols, then. Symbols of a universe that's indifferent to us?
Far worse. A universe that's actively hostile to us and will gobble us up if we poke at its secrets. Come on in.
Excuse me, Professor. I need to take this. Sykes, what have you got?
A fucking hacker. Can you believe that?
So fast? How is that even possible?
We've got Marsh working on that.
Who?
Alice Marsh, our new IT chief. That's not why I called, though. We received an anonymous message on the tip hotline. I think you need to hear it.
Okay, play it back to me.
I will. First, you better get on the road so you can meet us there.
Right. I'm sorry, Professor Smith. I need to cut this interview short. I'll be in touch to finish it later.
Of course. Over coffee, perhaps?
Okay. What's the big emergency, Chloe? Where am I meeting you?
Just listen to the message first. It'll explain everything.
Hi, you. I think you need to hear this. Pay attention. It's important. It's from At the Mountains of Madness by H.P. Lovecraft. We looked from those headless, slime-coated shapes to the loathsome palimpsest sculptures and the diabolical dot groups of fresh slime on the wall beside them. Looked and understood what must have triumphed and survived down there in the cyclopean water city of that nighted, penguin-fringed abyss, from whence even now a sinister, curling mist had begun to belch pallidly, as if in answer to the hysterical scream of Danforth.
Oh, holy Christ! Jack! Mr. Danforth!
Clear! It's all clear! No one's here.
Look, he left his new phone. He didn't leave.
He was taken.
Stupid! Where are you in the book, Sykes?
What?
The book, Chloe. How far have you read into the complete works of Lovecraft?
I'm up to the story called The Rats in the Walls, I think.
And I'm a little past that part. And I'll bet the rest of the team is about that same place. We've been all reading through the book in the same order. We should have made sure that everyone read different parts. Maybe then we would have seen this coming.
We'll find him, Lori. Odysseus couldn't have gone too far.
But that's just it, Chloe. That's what bothers me. It wasn't Odysseus who left that tip. I think maybe Jack's involved more than he's letting on.
What, a team? Like the Hillside Stranglers? Danforth's a lot of things, Lori, but he's not a killer.
Odysseus didn't pick Jack at random. He's a part of this somehow. Even if he doesn't know it. This phone has a new recording on it. Maybe it'll tell us something. Let's seal the place up and call in forensics.
We'll find him, Lori.
What? Where? Oh. Oh, sorry, little guy. Rats. Looks like I'm chained to a wall here. No insult intended, fella. And I'm not alone. Who is that, little dude? Maybe he can help. Hey, you. Hey. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey. Hey.
He can't hear you, Jack. No one can hear you in here.
Odysseus?
That is the name you have given me, Danforth. It is not who I am.
Well, it's what you called yourself when you first talked to me.
I was only speaking metaphorically.
Right, because Lovecraft never used that name in any of his stories. So am I here?
I haven't yet decided your fate, Jack. I suspect that you may yet be redeemable. That you may have slipped through their fingers when you were a child, just as I did.
Whose fingers?
Are you testing me, Danforth? Or do you really not know? You are a mystery.
You keep calling me by my last name. Is that important to you?
Ever the reporter, huh, Danforth? Always probing for the answers. Tell me, Danforth, do you remember what you kept hidden from the world? What you could have warned us about?
I haven't read that far. Enlighten me.
The nightmare plastic column of fetid black iridescence oozed tightly onward. A shapeless congeries of protoplasmic bubbles, faintly self-luminous and with myriad of temporary eyes forming and unforming as pustules of greenish light all over the tunnel-filling front that bore down upon us, crushing the frantic penguins and slithering over the glistening floor it and its kind had swept so evilly free of all litter.
English, man, come on, just once.
The city, Danforth. The city of the Elder Things you found at the bottom of the world. You and your expedition.
The bottom of the world? What? What do you mean, like Antarctica?
Yes, the city that waits there still, locked in the ice, guarded by Shoggoths in the service of Ubosathla, the unbegotten source.
That wasn't me. I've never been to Antarctica.
You know, Danforth, I almost believe you. You're not doing with your life what you did in the Prophet's Tales. Not like the others.
The other characters? You mean... So who's this guy?
Ah, yes. Our other guest. Jack Danforth, may I present to you the illustrious Charles Dexter Ward. Wake up, Charlie. Come on, come on. It's all right. Wake up.
Oh, where am I? Carter? I should have known, you filthy apostate.
Mr. Ward here is one of our main offenders, Jack. His punishment will be quite severe.
You can't stop it. The stars are right, Carter. No one can stop it.
You see, Jack, they know what I'm up to. They understand, but you don't seem to. Which means either you're a really good liar, or you honestly don't know what I'm talking about.
Do what you will, Carter. I am nothing. He is nothing. We are all nothing. Your pointless crusade is nothing. The old ones will feast on your flesh. Yogg-Sothoth is the key and the guardian of the gate.
I'm sorry. Which one of you is the crazy one?
Crazy?
Oh, fuck you.
Crazy? What is crazy when the entire universe is madness? I couldn't save my brother from them, so now I...
A feast of obscenities upon you, Carter! You cowardly traitor!
Shut up!
Wait a minute. Carter, as in Randolph Carter?
Then you know who I am, Danforth. You are a part of this. I knew it.
I'm not a part of anything, but I did get a chance to read a bit of, The Dream Quest of Unknown Kadath. Right? That one? Yeah, I did a little bit of that before you snatched me up.
Yes, yes. And what about the Silver Key? Or Through the Gates of the Silver Key?
I didn't get to those ones. Are you in those too?
The Prophet speaks of Carter in many tales. He's the only one of us who's honored in more than one. That is why his betrayal is so offensive.
I said quiet!
Yeah, I remember now. Randolph Carter went on a quest through the land of dreams, searching for gods. Yep, and when he found them, he discovered that he wasn't just descended from them, but he had actually transcended them as well.
Not yet, I haven't. But soon, Danforth, soon. I draw near to the whale's belly now. Once I've punished Charles here, it's off to meet the goddess, and from there to my greatest trial. Then the quest can approach fruition.
Punished him? You mean killed him?
Oh, not just killed him, Danforth. Sacrificed him. Given him a taste of his own medicine, just as I did with the others.
You fool. You seek to save these pathetic maggots, but your actions only further our cause.
That's it. You're going back to sleep. Now, where is that chloroform?
Drop the charade of ignorance, Danforth. He has discovered us.
Don't talk to me.
There it is.
There was no point in pretending any longer.
Sleep tight, doppelganger. When next you awake, you will meet your maker. And you, Danforth, I'm still not sure about you. So you will remain my witness for now.
Your witness?
Yes, Jack, it's a great honor. The calling of bards and poets. You get to watch what I do to them.